What is induced lactation? Thanks for asking. Induced lactation refers to the production of breast milk in non-gestational parents. That's right, a woman who hasn't ever been pregnant can still breastfeed their child using this method. Sounds complicated? Well, it is, but it's not impossible, and it can allow adoptive or surrogate mothers to breastfeed if they desire. The benefits of breastfeeding for a baby's development are well documented, in addition to the emotional bond the physical connection can create. Quite simply, breast milk is seen as the best food for a baby, so it's understandably an option that many families would wish to explore. In 2019, a collection of photos showing a same-sex married couple breastfeeding their twins together went viral. Kelly Pfeiffer had carried the babies, while her wife Jacqueline induced lactation.
What's the science behind induced lactation then?
Human breast tissue contains small clusters of alveoli, whether you're a woman or a man. These hollow cavities are lined with cells which secrete milk. But it's actually the hormone prolactin, produced by the pituitary gland in the brain, which stimulates the mammary glands and is mainly responsible for lactation. Interestingly, prolactin is present in the bodies of both women and men. Outside of pregnancy, women have around a third more prolactin in their bodies compared to men. During a pregnancy, this rises to 10 times more. This spike is what causes the breasts to swell and breast milk to be produced. In the case of induced lactation, hormone therapy and herbs may be used to simulate the effects of pregnancy, with close medical supervision, of course. It's also possible to produce milk through mechanical stimulation only. Devices like breast pumps and feeding tubes can assist. The process produces low volumes of milk to start with, but studies have shown the milk is just as good for a baby as that of biological mothers. Women planning to induce lactation should reach out to their healthcare provider as early as possible before their baby arrives.
What about men? Could they also lactate and breastfeed?
All humans have nipples because the mammary glands develop in the embryonic stage before sex differences kick in. While men usually don't have enough prolactin in their bodies to lactate, it does actually happen under certain circumstances.
What is it?
You're lactating.
A surge in prolactin levels can occur due to starvation. Historical records show that some men lactated after being rescued from World War II prisoner of war camps. This is because their prolactin-producing glands recovered more quickly than their livers. One of the liver's functions is to absorb spare hormones, preventing an imbalance. Male lactation can also be a side effect of certain drugs or injections, or a symptom of diseases such as pituitary tumors or cirrhosis. These circumstances remain extreme for the moment, but who knows what could become possible with future medical advances. Meanwhile, induced lactation may continue to become more popular among parents across the world due to increased awareness. There you have it. Now you know what induced lactation is.
In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions. What would you like to know about? Use the comments section to ask your questions on the podcast platform.